Survivor Specialist Phil and Alexa are back with our episode 3 predictions and power rankings for Survivor Season 43. 16 people remaining. We're going to rank them all 1 to 16 based on who we think is the safest and who we think is going home. I was not able to do last week's episode because for the recap, because we had the hurricane and everything, and despite not really getting hit by the hurricane, the wind knocked out our Wi-Fi and power for so long. We actually we just got our AC fixed for like the first time in 4 days, so that kind of stopped.
Oh God.
Not as bad as what some people had to deal with. So all things considered, wasn't that bad. Just really held us up. But Alexa, how'd everything go?
Everything went great. It was, you know, we had McKenna on, who a lot of you have heard, but you haven't actually seen her face. So McKenna was huge. She came in with like 6 minutes to spare and no notes, but we had a great time. I think it, you know, McKenna's a great co-host. We've done plenty of podcasts together, but we also had an unbelievable episode to talk about. We had an hour and a half's worth of content, which, oh my God, I hope Survivor looked at Twitter, because that was the only night that they probably only got consistently amazing reviews. So into the 90-minute episodes. And it was fantastic. I'm excited for this week. I'm bummed that we're now going back to our normal, you know, 60-minute episodes, but I will take what I can get.
Yeah, and I did still give my and by the way, I think it sounds fine. So if anybody in the comments,
oh, good.
I think it's good. Yeah.
We were having no problems.
I just checked and it seemed good. But anyway, I still did my after show. So if you listen to that, I still gave my thoughts on the episode. If you're a patron, patreon.com/ Survivor Specialist. That was for the $20 patrons. I've been doing that after each episode so far. We'll do it again tomorrow night after that episode. But just, you know, that was where I kind of talked about what I felt about last week's episode. I thought it was a good episode. Yes, I lost my winner pick in Justine, who was my preseason winner pick, who I bailed on once Vaughn told me don't pick her because she said she wants to play like Joe Angle and Kelly Wentworth. However, I still don't think it was the worst. I don't think that she got voted out because she wasn't good at Survivor. I just think she ended up in a minority. And in this new school game, we see it all the time, but like very interesting to see with Dwight with no vote, Cody with no vote. Justine very quickly gave up her bracelet or her bead. If you sit here and try to tell me Justine was bad at Survivor because she gave up her bead, like, I got a bridge in Brooklyn for you, because that's just crazy. Like, she's not going to know that. That's the first time that's ever happened. It's not like she voted herself out of the game. The split vote would have made sense had Jesse actually been on their side. Of course, Jesse wasn't on their side, so it doesn't make sense. But anyway,
Phil, I think this might be tough to swallow, but I think people are trying to just troll you and not actually, no one actually thinks she's a bad Survivor player.
Well, I haven't actually seen any comments that she was bad. I didn't read the comments for the last thing. I'm more just stating.
Oh, okay. It sounds like you were referencing something.
No. I'm more just stating that if that's where your mind is at with that, I think that she was way too revealing to Jesse and kind of how she was just feeling about certain things, which was, I think Jesse was just the wrong person. I think Jesse's going to go so far in this game, mainly because it seems like people are just letting their guard down around him. And once that starts happening, man, David Wright went to fourth place. I mean, Davey went to fifth place. When you start letting your guard, when you're one of the people that everybody just lets their guard down around you, that's huge. That is a game changer. So,
yeah, he had a huge breakout episode. He and Cody, but in like two extremely different ways.
Yeah, and Cody, man, I'm so happy that you all let him fall to me in the fantasy draft. I don't care if he wins, loses, whatever. I'm just happy that I have like the most fun person on this season. Maybe in the last like 10 seasons on my tribe. Most fun person other than Tommy, right? Like that's how that goes.
Yeah, but blows him out of the water.
But so I have him on my fantasy team. He was the last pick, and like, he's got some game. I think he's got some game. I think he's a little too loyal to NECA right now. I don't know if that's the best way to play this early, but I do think that he is playing a pretty good game. And if he has Jesse on his side, I think Jesse's probably going to be a finale player. So that's probably a good thing for Cody, at least for now.
Yeah, I think the only, like, now that I've had time to retro on the episode, and I can't even say this annoyed me about this episode or this season. This is just an annoyance about Modern Survivor, where like, I never ever thought that NECA was going home. I don't particularly want her to go home, but I am a little over like, this person or person X will not go home just because they're in majority alliance. Like, that's getting a little like, okay.
Yeah. Well, The only reason I thought NECA might go home is because this bead thing was a good idea. Yeah. I liked Adam. I think it was Adam Klein tweeted about it, where it was like, Cody is now going to wear this hat to every single tribal council, and then he's going to take the hat off and play it at one of these tribals as an idol. And everybody's gonna be like, oh my God, he literally sat there with an idol on his head this whole time. Like, yeah, that's pretty awesome to think
that's
about.
That's awesome.
Like, I really like this idea. I think this is more fun than the goat thing. However, also another one-off. So these the producers are gonna have to get creative, because they got it. Now that you gotta keep upping this, but do it in a way that it's not just gonna be like, no, I'm not giving you anything. Like, are people just gonna be walking around like clutching their bags? Like, no, you're not allowed to touch anything. Like, you got to be careful with that. But I thought this is a really good idea, even if it is only going to work this one time.
Yeah. And I think there's plenty of ways that they can be fun with it. Like, they can go back to China and put, you have to take something off the flag. Like, you have to do something at the water well. I think there's many seasons worth of things to do. And so I'm kind of like that. They're going to be forced to be creative with that. And there was a, I think this was in the preview for this coming episode. I don't remember who it was, but the Blue Tribe is also futzing around with their bracelets, and I don't think they know. It seemed like they didn't know. So that could be kind of cool. Like, you inadvertently make an idol just because you're bored.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Alexa, before we get into the power rankings, we have 5-5-6 on these tribes. You think Blue's going to lose this week, and we're going to have, like, for the first time, is it the first time ever? I think it's the first time ever. Are we going to have the three tribes lose 1, 2, 3, just like that?
I don't know if that's the first time ever, but that would be cool. It actually probably would be one of the first times. I don't know. I get the vibe that they're probably just going to keep going, because if they do go to tribal council, there's no, like, built up tension between them. But at the same time, for the red tribe, that was also pretty much the case. All the like tension and frustration was aimed at Dwight, and that obviously didn't come into anything. So maybe the Blue Tribe loses, but I don't think they're going to, if I'm going to be honest. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to, we'll see what ends up happening here. I don't really have a good feel for it. I will say that after episode one, I was like, Dwight has no shot. Dwight is screwed. I think Dwight having Jesse on his side, I still don't think Dwight's going to win Survivor, but I do think that he had a much better second episode than whatever he had in the first episode. Not having the vote, he was able to survive that, really no problem. And he had a little agency there, which you don't normally see for somebody who doesn't have a vote. So I thought that was good for him too, and I was happy for him.
Yeah, definitely. That's another thing that's like, from now on, if they don't have a vote, I'm putting them at number one. It's
crazy.
It's not even a conversation topic. If you
the only one who went home was Brad, right? He was the only one who's gone home without a vote.
I think so.
I think like in terms of losing that, but anyway, because obviously Zach went home without a vote. I'm sure somebody's going to comment that, but Zach also was the reason he didn't have a vote. So, I mean, like when you go to this exile thing,
hi,
it's
Zach.
Different. It's unique. Yeah. What's up, Zach? Still getting shout outs. First boot from season 42. Never forget.
I think he was on like our half last week. He's doing just fine.
Good
for him.
I'm glad to hear that that's going good for him. So anyway, so let's rank these 1 to 16. Remember, if you're a $20 patron, you get to play in our power rankings game. So keep doing that. I haven't given an update yet on the scores yet for the fantasy game, but essentially if you had Mariah on your team, you're in last place. If you had Mariah and Justine, you're going to be in last place. So that's really where we're at with that. It's just too early. We haven't had any advantages or idol plays or individual immunities or anything like that. So really, it's just been days in the game. Everybody's got 2.5 points, except for Mariah, who has 1.5. That's it.
There it is.
Cool. All right, Alexa, who you got as your numero uno?
My numero uno is on the Yellow Tribe, and it is Owen. I think the Yellow Tribe, they seem to be jiving better than, like, I think we were led to believe. I also think that, like, you see Ellie and Janine sort of making fun of the boys for being boys. Owen, like, isn't in that. I think it's like Sammy being silly and Gabler being sort of odd, and Owen also just happens to be a dude. I think also we had a really cool moment with Owen like yelling at himself, which every single one of us has done before, and we just got to actually hear him do it. But I think he knows that he overplayed, and even though I think him getting one vote in the premiere doesn't even hurt him at all, I think it's going to be exactly what he needs to sort of just get his head back on straight. Ellie seems to really like him. I also don't really know how seriously Ellie takes him, and I think he's okay with that. So I think Owen is probably the safest person this week.
I don't know if Yellow is going to go back to Tribal Council, but if they do, what I feel like we're being set up for right now is Owen is the swing vote. Because I agree with you. I don't feel like he was lumped in as one of the men, but they definitely showed him with the men. Mm-hmm. So it seems like what Ellie and Janine were probably more saying was, oh, if they can get Owen, then do you think the men are even strategizing? Like, I think that they think they have Owen, and I think Gabler and Sammy think that they have Owen. So I think we're being set up for Owen to be the swing vote, kind of like this David Wright, John Cochran kind of thing, right? Where it's like the first tribal council doesn't necessarily go their way, whether it's in their head or not. This one obviously went Owen's way, but his name came up. So it's easy to make that underdog story. Look what they did for Chrissy back in season 35, even though she was not even close with Katrina, as we learned after everything. I think Owen is just being set up to be the swing vote. However, the easy number one and the only answer to this question is Mike Gabler. Every time because the thing is,
Gabler over Cody, they both have idols now.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Gabler's is only good for one tribal council.
True. Yeah, that's
Cody's is good for the rest of the game. So Cody could go and Aubrey Bracco himself out of the game. And that's so unfair because Aubrey played so good except that one time. But he could get voted out of the game with an idol in his pocket. We were given confirmation last week that Gabler can't be voted out. What we were also given confirmation of is that they want to vote Gabler out. So the second that Gabler is able to be voted out, he is going home. I think Gabler is, I feel like he's on his last legs already, and we're like 5 days into the game. I feel like this guy
24
is
hours.
He's worn down. He's tired, whatever. But I do think that he is going to be okay for the time being. And until he goes to another tribal council, I'm not moving him from spot number one because he has an idol that is good for the next time he goes to tribal. He is literally safe no matter what. And until I see an idol nullifier, I am just putting him at number one, number one, number one. It's boring, but it's easy. And it's, as far as I'm concerned, it's right.
Hopefully we don't see an idol of nullifier. And hopefully he also didn't talk to Chris Noble, but totally with you there. True. Also a comment here, Blake Isbell saying last week, they said either Justine or Janine needed to get voted out. So this wasn't confusing anymore. And it happened. So I'm sorry, Justine, and you're welcome, Janine. We will not mess that up anymore. Hopefully, but you know, quite unclear.
We really need Janine to not be the next boot because I'm not going to be able to handle that. Like we need to forget about Justine by the time that Janine gets voted out so that I'm not like,
I got
to get
space.
Used to Janine now. It's time. It's time.
Definitely.
Or I'll just call her Justine the whole time and pretend my winner's still in the game. I picked Janine, guys. I don't know what you're talking about. I totally didn't have her at 18th place.
Obviously not. They were switched.
They were.
Okay. So for my number two, I have someone in a similar situation to you. I have Mr. Cody, also has an idol. The difference is Cody's does not have an expiration date. But I think as much as Cody was very, I don't know what word I'm looking for here. He did like the wrong thing by getting that Beware advantage, but also people know what Beware advantages are and Cody is never going to walk by something and not pick it up. Mm-hmm. I think he's very, very, very much established trust with Jesse and NECA now because you can say you're close with somebody, but then they actually end up voting together. So he's in the majority. He is quite good in challenges. He was pulling that snake over the hump, and they do need help with challenges now. Andy is an idol, and he's crazy and he's kind of manic, but I don't think he's like not going to play an idol because he thinks he's too safe. That's not his thing.
I actually, you know, what's interesting with Cody is he is crazy and he is manic, but he's not crazy and manic from a strategy sense. He's just crazy and manic from like a personality sense, which is good, That works in Survivor. Tony Vlachos was crazy in a personality sense, but he wasn't crazy in a strategy sense. He had some questionable moves for sure in Kageyan. I mean, the Trish vote, all that fun stuff, but he was sound the whole time. And I think that's where Cody's at. Look how he went to bat for NECA because NECA was his number one. Mm-hmm. Like he wanted to make sure NECA stayed in the game and he had some good moments there. So while he's running around acting a fool, L-I-V-I-N, and he is still playing the game of Survivor very smartly. There's a lot of people who we see personalities like Cody and they don't make sense what they're doing. That's not the case with him at all. Okay, who do I want to put at number two? At number two, I am going to put God, I don't know. I'm gonna go with Carla. And my main reason for putting Carla here as opposed to putting anybody else from that blue tribe is because we heard from Carla last week. Now, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. If she, I mean, she's going to be the boot this week, whatever. But I like Carla's position. It seems like they're really trying to set us up as she's like the narrator of that tribe. She's kind of the one who's in the middle. But all we heard from Blue last week was her and Gio and Ryan. And I talked about it on the after show, but I really think that Gio and Ryan scene was very important because it's very weird that Carla says we're a group of four and then we don't hear from anybody in that group of four. We just hear this like heroic story from the other two. I think that's very telling. I think that's a good thing for Gio and Ryan. However, I'm not confident enough to quite put Gio and Ryan up here at number two. So I'm going to put Carla. And then I'll start getting into my red tribe and my blue and my yellow tribe. The blue tribe is weird right now. We just saw none of them last week, and that sucks.
It totally sucks because it's like the person if blue someone from blue goes home, it's gonna feel like they're totally gypped unless it's Ryan or Gio. And I have Ryan at number three, kind of for a similar reason that you have Carla pretty high up. Ryan, we see having a super, super, super tight bond with Gio, but it doesn't seem like yes, Carla said there's a four, but there's no them being ostracized. It's just them being very close. I also think that Ryan is massively helpful in challenges. And we also see him and Gio, they're going to get food. Like they're not futzing around. They're getting stuff. So I think that Ryan's going to continue to be important. And I think if they do decide to break them up, it would probably be Gio who they go for, but I really think that they're safe.
Yeah, I think Gio would be who they go for just because Gio seems like he's the weaker of the two. And yeah. I don't think that's like, that's not one of those like, oh, weaker in what sense? No, Gio's flat out weaker in every sense than Ryan. I mean, Ryan showed the strategy in week one. He showed the physical in week one and Gio didn't do either of those things. So, but I do feel like based on what we saw last week, man, little bold prediction here, but man, Gio could win this whole thing. I mean, Gio really could win this. There was something so strange. There was something so like Bob Crowley about what we were getting there, where it was like Ryan, like I think about back in the Gabon premiere, everybody was in awe of Bob. Oh my God, I love this guy. He's climbing on top of the hut and he's doing this and he's doing that and blah, 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 blah. And we heard very little. We heard a little bit from Bob and like, oh, I'm just happy to be here, whatever. And then we move on and he goes on to win the game. Gio kind of feels like that where they're like trying to really make us realize him. And then Ryan is like, I'm so in awe of this guy. I love that he does this. He does that, blah, blah, blah. So much positive being said about Gio from somebody else. And I think that that is generally a good sign. So I could see Gio winning this whole thing. He's still going to be like 13 or 14 in my power rankings, which I totally prepared. Anyway,
when you get
everybody's saying Gabler's getting medevac this week. Is that happening?
I don't think it would be medevac. I think it would be a quit, if anything. But yeah. We got one quote at the, I guess it was at the beginning of this episode. So you may have been interrupted by the news. Yeah. He pretty much like they came back from tribal and he was like, this is a lot harder than I thought it was. And he's like talking to them about how hungry he is. And he's trying to like feed them worms and they're not really into it. So if he were to leave, we can all point back and say that was why, but I don't
That'll
know.
Be later.
He could. He's probably more likely than others for sure.
Yeah. I think if that's going to happen, that's going to happen later. I don't see that happening. It's kind of like they set up the Dan Spilo thing in like episode two and he didn't leave until final five or six. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like
they've been there for 4 days.
Yeah. Like they tend to show these things if it is something where somebody quits or if they feel like they're going to at some point or whatever. It seems like Gabler's storyline is that he is like the hot mess, I guess.
He's like the dodo.
Yeah. He's all over the place. But anyway, he's my number one and I'm confident in it.
And I'm owning that.
Yeah. My number three is Jesse. Jesse is the kingpin. I had said Ellie was the queenpin over there on yellow. Jesse is the kingpin over here on red. Everything Jesse wants to happen is what's going to happen from here on out. NECA, if NECA and Cody decide that they don't want to work, they don't want to do what Jesse wants to do, Jesse's going to go work with Dwight and Noelle. Dwight seems pissed that this went down the way it did. It seems like Dwight really wanted to work with the girls. Jesse could still go back, get good with Dwight. I mean, they're like, you know, island lovers or whatever they're calling themselves, a couple, whatever. And the two of them and Noel could totally take out Cody and NECA. Jesse's really the only one I'm super 100% confident in on the Red Tribe. So I have him at number three. I don't think there's any way he goes home.
How much longer does Dwight not have a vote?
He's got it back.
Okay, his vote's back. Yeah, okay, got it. Yeah, I had Jesse at number four. I think Jesse is totally fine. If Dwight's mad, I kind of don't really get why. I think maybe Dwight didn't know. But
yeah, I don't think he told him.
I assume like there's not a lot of other places for Dwight to turn. So they're going to have to be close. And if Jesse does decide, okay, I'll get rid of NECA, he can go with Dwight and Noel. He's totally, totally fine. He ran that, but was in no way overconfident or overthinking. He was like, Justine told me to my face, she doesn't trust me, so she's got to go. Like, he's just, any dissenting opinion is going. So yeah. I think Jesse's in a really clear spot.
Yeah. My number four, I have Ellie. You know, Ellie could go, but I think the way, and Janine actually had a pretty good episode last week. There's something I didn't really talk about, but Janine, after episode one, when she got one confessional, really nothing, she had a really good episode. Normally I would say, well, man, maybe Ellie's getting a lot of screen time just because Ellie is, you know, she goes home early, but she's that good of a personality. They already have Cody for that. They don't need Ellie for that. So I think Ellie, I mean, this was the first time in a very long time that we went to a tribe that didn't lose the immunity challenge after the immunity challenge. Mm-hmm. And so we went to that and we got some content here from the yellow tribe. And I think that's very telling about the longevity of this yellow tribe. And I think that's a good thing. I still think Ellie is in control there. I think Owen will be the swing vote, but I think he'll be the swing vote the same way Denise Stapley was the swing vote when Russell Swam was voted out. She wasn't the swing vote. Her and Malcolm were aligned, and that was how it always was. There was never a chance she was going to vote with Russell. I think that's what's happening here. Owen is always going to vote with the ladies. I don't think he's going with the guys at all. I don't think he really cares about Gabler and Sammy. Not for nothing, I'm not aligning with anybody who wants to quit the game of Survivor anymore, because if they do, it's game over, lights out. Like, you're down a member now. And with how crazy this game is, you can't afford to lose people.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I think Ellie's in a really good spot. I think she's set up pretty well. Mm-hmm. Number five, I have Carla. I'm putting a lot of my eggs in this blue tribe, not going to tribal council basket, but Carla is the other person who we heard from apart from, Ryan and Gio. She is cool, calm, and confident. She's not, you know, she hasn't gone to tribal council yet. No one's allegiances are drawn, but at least we have heard from her as being the only person with a plan. We haven't heard from Cassidy or Lindsay being all in on this. And I think James is the fourth one that she would pull in. James is actually who I have next. Okay. So I have Carla and James back to back. I think they're both fine. They're sort of the two that we've heard from the most of that quote unquote four-person alliance on the blue tribe, but I don't think that either of them would have any reason to go home, except for like a Justine situation where they do 30 seconds of her being kind of weird. But I think they're both fine. I think the blue tribe is fine.
Yeah. I'm not super confident in the blue tribe. And so my next pick is totally idiotic, but it's, you know, sometimes you're just having a bad week, a bad 2 weeks, a bad whatever. And somebody just needs to throw you a freaking bone. So I'm putting Cassidy at number five.
Your girlfriend.
In hopes that this will actually put her on our screens. I'm really kind of, I get it, but like, man, that was an hour and a half episode last week. Lindsay, James, and Cassidy weren't even faces in the crowd. Like,
and Jesse and Cody got 12 confessionals.
Yeah. And I get that they lost. Like, I understand. And getting 12 confessionals when you lose in an hour and a half episode really isn't crazy. But when you literally disregard an entire other tribe, that is crazy. And they were disregarded. I mean, we saw this a couple seasons ago. Two seasons ago. No, it was last season. What am I talking about? With Romeo and Drea, when the blue tribe literally was just ignored for an entire episode. Like, that to me just like is dumb, especially when it's episode two. We're trying to still get to know these people. You have an hour and a half. Let's get to know all of them a little bit better. I'm all about Gio's story, but we heard the exact same conversation in episode one as we heard in episode two. We got the same storyline about his parents and him and all of that going on. It was the same thing, except this one was much longer. There has to be time that we can give to Lindsay and Cassidy and James. They had a secret scene, which I watched for like the first time ever. It didn't really tell us anything, but it was there. And so I just want to see more of them. I actually have Lindsay at number six too, because I don't see Lindsay being the boot. I do think that the boot is going to be Ryan or Gio if they lose, because I think Carla will ultimately side with this four-person alliance, because what's the point of making it 3-3 unless, of course, somebody loses a vote, which could always happen, whatever. But I think Carla wants to kind of do like either a girls thing, or I could see her working with Gio, but I don't really see her working much with Ryan. And it's, we're hearing her saying that she's in a group of four for a reason. Like, that's all we heard. We heard that Gio and Ryan like each other. Gio's gone through some hard times. And we heard that Carla is with the group of four. If that's all we heard in an episode, I have to assume that that means Cassidy, Lindsay, and Carla, three people in my top six, are all going to be safe. So that's why I have Carla and then Lindsay, or Cassidy at five, Lindsay at six. And I do think that Lindsay, out of all of that group that got no confessionals last week, is probably in the best position to actually win based on what we saw in episode one.
Yeah, I think Lindsay's pretty safe too. Okay, so we're both up to six, right?
Just did six, yeah.
Okay, cool. For number seven, I have Ellie, which is probably pretty low for somebody who I think is running the tribe. But I think just because her tribe has been seen as mildly dysfunctional and has gone to tribal council, I think Ellie is really smart. I think she has a really good pulse on where she is. I think she probably knows that the guys aren't going to try to upstage something against her and Janine. And if they do, they would probably go to Janine. But I think she's working with Owen. She's working with Janine. I think she's in a really good spot, and I think she's aware of it. So I've heard seven. And I'm not going to do my number eight because I might switch someone.
Okay, cool. I love that. You know how you never have to switch somebody if you never write it down?
Until you
announce it to everybody. My number eight, I have Owen. I've said it once. I've said it a million times. I think Owen is the swing vote over there. I don't think Owen's actually been in any danger from the start. I think he's totally fine. I think Ellie and Janine want to work with him. I think Sammy and Gabler need him. Owen's fine. Owen's not going home.
Yeah.
Not buying it at all. So I got him there.
Yeah. I'll keep going on the... I'll never know the
time. I can do my eight if you need me to, if you need more time to second guess yourself.
I think I've made my decision, but if you want to go, you're welcome to.
No, you go, because I'm second guessing myself.
Okay. Someone's got to do it. Yeah. Smack dab in the middle, I will put Mike Gabler. There is no reason for him to go home this week. However, I just cannot shake that someone might convince him to do something with his idol that doesn't benefit him. I hope for his sake I'm wrong. I hope for television's sake I'm right. But I'm putting him right in the middle, because I don't think he has like a high chance of going home by any means. But I figured I'd be a little fun with this.
Yeah, I mean, you know, hey.
Someone's got to do it.
Gabler is clearly the mastermind of Survivor Season 43, and that's just the way it is. And everybody's playing his game.
But it's his game, and we are all living in it.
I just, you know, it's weird though, because they're still giving him so much screen time that is he really going to quit? Like, is he really going to, we haven't seen a quit in a long time.
And like this early too.
Yeah. I don't think we'd be getting that screen time. You got to kind of think like, and really the best thing we can compare it to, as effed up as it is the Dan situation. But when Dan went home, they gave him some confessionals early on, and then he disappeared from our screens until pretty much like the, you know, until it was like, okay, we got to remind people he's still here. Gabler's getting a lot of content. I know it's a different situation, but if you quit, Jeff gets pissed off if you quit. Like, so I'm not buying it.
Yeah. I more think like, if anything, he would, cause he's like a very larger than life person. I think if anything, he gets like a Romeo situation where it becomes too much for him, but he doesn't leave. He just like can't really handle it. Yeah. But he's got an idol and he's doing stuff. So there's no reason to like not show him.
He's going
to
be, what's it, Joe Del Campo and himself just finding steak and just eating it as fast just as he can.
Ruining it.
Pulled from the game. All right. At number eight, I have, I'm going to go with Dwight. I'm going to go with Dwight. So after leaving Dwight for dead, saying that he is going to finish 17th place and giving him no shot, I'm actually going to put him at number eight this week and think that he's actually probably in one of the best positions on the entire freaking tribe. If Jesse does decide to stay with Cody and NECA, Noelle's going home. If Jesse decides to go with Noelle and Dwight, Cody's going home. If for some reason the wool has been pulled over my eyes and Jesse is not the mastermind on that tribe, Dwight still isn't going home. Like all of a sudden, like Dwight's great. But Dwight, MVP, yeah. He's back, baby. Let's go. I think Dwight and Jesse, what we got last week was so JT and Steven, was so just name an alliance that's kind of like that. It was
Malcolm
like
and
that.
Denise.
Yeah, there you go. There you go, Malcolm. Like, it felt like that, right? Like, this tribe might lose the next three tribals or the next three immunities and go to tribal every time. Dwight ain't going home. I feel like Dwight's in a really good spot.
Yeah, I think Dwight's really smart, and I think he's kind of similar to the Owen situation. I think he's like, okay, I got my vote back. I got to, like, reset a little bit. I just lost somebody. My number nine, I'm going to put Janine. I think Janine – I think the two gals on the Yellow Tribe are safe. I think we've seen Janine being pretty good at puzzles, and I know that's like Janine and Ellie's thing. And you don't really want to get rid of that person right now. Janine has an automatic defender in Ellie. And I think she's balancing everything really well. She's not too much, you know, she's not like Sammy or Gabler with like an over-the-top personality. And she doesn't seem to be running things the way that Ellie is. So she's kind of in that good little hidden spot with Owen. And I think she's going to be safe.
Yeah, I want to put Janine higher. I really do, but I just can't do it. I'm just worried that the guys do actually vote out Janine, because like Gabler, like you can't pick Gabler. So then you got to pick Sammy. But if you lose this week, are you really going to vote out your strongest air quotes person? Like, oh, I just don't buy it. So I want to put Janine higher, but I can't do it. At number nine, I'm going to put James. Again, I'm just going to assume what Carla told us is true and that they are the alliance of alliances. I kind of agree with you. I don't think Blue is in much trouble, but if they do go, I hope we actually hear from them. It would be nice to see them strategize a little bit, but I'm going to put James at nine and just, I think he's maybe in the worst spot out of those four, but I don't think he's in a bad spot.
Yeah, I'm with that. We're now at that point where it's like, I don't really have a reason for them to go home, but they're not the safest person out there.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is how I feel about Gio at number 10. I think Gio's probably pretty fine with Ryan, but he's not as big as Ryan and he's not as like obvious as Ryan is. So I'll put him at 10, but I think he's probably going to be okay.
I'm going to put Cody at 10, and you had him all the way up at 2. I have him all the way down at 10. My thing with Cody is like, Cody is phenomenal. I love Cody. Cody is great TV. So much fun to watch. Like, that was a great episode last week. Like, everything Cody did was gold. My biggest concern is the best player on his tribe knows that he has an idol.
Mm-hmm.
And the best player on his tribe is tighter with somebody else who wants to work with other people other than Cody. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a problem. Like, Jesse is tighter with Dwight from what we saw last week than he is with Cody. Dwight wants to work with Noelle. He doesn't want to work with Cody and NECA. So if Jesse and Dwight and Noelle do team up, you have to vote out the person with the idol first, because if you vote out NECA, Cody knows he's next. He's playing that idol and he can just kind of say, whoever I want to go is who's going to go, because they're going to be desperately coming to him. That's why I worry for Cody this week. Ultimately, I don't think that's going to happen, but that's why I worry for him. I think Jesse would still side with him. I think Noelle would be the boot, but just in case Dwight gets in Jesse's ear, whisper sweet nothings whatever they're doing, signing the divorce papers, right? That's the name of the next episode. I think it's literally signing the divorce papers.
Oh, well, that does not bode well, I think, for
no
Jesse or Dwight.
Based on what I saw on my CBS earlier, I think that's what it was.
But I think anyway, you're right. It sounds,
yeah. But anyway,
the episode titles have been really good this season.
That's a good episode title, but that's why I worry for Cody. And honestly, I was going to keep dropping Cody down, but now I'm like, okay, Gio and Ryan, if they go, one of them's going home. If red goes, Noelle and NECA should be the ones who go. And if yellow goes, I can't decide between Janine and Sammy. So I had to put Cody here and then just kind of move on.
But the divorce paper, Cody's a single dude.
True. That's true.
I don't know. But we'll see. Maybe it'll be a quote at the beginning and then everything changes 2 seconds later.
True, too. Yeah.
Okay, for my number 11, I have Lindsay. Lindsay is one of the two remaining Blue Tribe people, Coco people that I have left. Lindsay's just, we haven't heard anything from her, and I could see them Justine-ing her. I almost just called her Janine, and her name, someone's name comes up and then someone else suggests Lindsay, and then that's what they go with. She's probably going to be fine, but I don't really know what to do with her right now.
So I kind of, I already had Lindsay. I'm going to finish out the blue tribe here. And then my final four will be yellow and red. I think blue is going to be okay this week. But at 11, I'm actually going to put Gio, and it's the least save from blue. I'm actually going to put Ryan. Now, I know that kind of sounds crazy because, like, Ryan's the strongest person on that tribe or strongest guy on that tribe, at least from everything we've seen. It seems like he's got a good personality. Everything's been working for him. But Carla and Gio's scene early on was important. Gio and Ryan had an important scene. Like, Gio's just too important to this story right now. He is the story on blue. I'm not buying that he would go home first. And I'm not buying that Carla is going to force a tie. Now, if one of the blue people from the majority alliance goes over to Shipwheel Island and loses their vote, now Carla is suddenly a swing. And then maybe she goes with Ryan and Gio. Just don't think that's going to happen this week. So I'm going to go ahead and finish out the blue tribe with four spots left and put all red and all yellow in those last four spots.
Yeah, that's I'm going to do the same. I have Cassidy as my least safe person on the blue tribe. So what's that, number 12 for me? Yep. The only difference between Cassidy and Lindsay is we've seen Cassidy say what she wants her strategy to be, and that could maybe build it up as that ends up not being what she does, but I'm really grasping at straws there. She's probably fine. We've heard kind of nothing from her. So I'm going to finish up the blue tribe. I think red or yellow is going back, like you said.
Yeah.
And we have a very similar bottom four.
Yeah. The only difference here is I have Janine and you have
Dwight.
Dwight. Okay. I said this after week one. I didn't get a chance to say it here after week two because I had no power. But after week one, I said the Mariah boot might have rubbed people the wrong way based on, oh, it's strength, so they vote out a woman, all that, whatever. However, I said Ellie made the right move for her tribe. Her tribe is stronger because of this. Her tribe is fine. Like, they're not screwed. This isn't like your typical, like, why did you vote this person out? What Red did, while I don't think Justine was all that physical for their tribe, NECA was the problem at this immunity. I don't necessarily think that she's going to be the problem again, but I think Red, based on what we've seen so far in these first two episodes, is in a lot more trouble and is much more developed than what Yellow is. So as far as I'm concerned, Red is going back, and Red might lose like the way the Green Tribe from 41 lost, where it was like, oh, they started off and then it was Brad, JD, Genie, whatever, they're gone by. See you guys later. So I'm going to put Janine here. I'm going to kill mine real quick, just so you know.
Yeah, go for it.
But I'm going to go Janine here at 13. Then I'm going to go NECA, even though I kind of think that NECA is going to go. I'm going to go Sammy at 15 just in case, and then I'm going to do Noelle at 16 because sometimes votes are just that easy. But my reasoning is Janine, I think, is in a better spot. It's just going to be a matter of, are you really going to vote out your strongest person?
Yeah.
And so Janine's really the only other option. Sammy, I think, is in trouble, though. I think Sammy is getting kind of the Bradley edit from Ghost Island, where it's like, ha, we're doing great. I'm doing great. This is awesome. I'm playing A+ Survivor. See you later. Between Noelle and NECA, my main reason for keeping NECA is kind of what I said earlier. If you're going to try to blindside Cody, you got to actually blindside Cody because he has an idol.
Mm-hmm.
If Cody is on board with this, then they'll vote out NECA. But Noelle really just seems like the easy boot here. She just lost Justine. So what if Dwight wants to work with her? Dwight doesn't have, like, Jesse doesn't have to do that. And he can still be fine with Dwight. So I think that Noelle is in the worst spot. And that's why I have her number 16.
I like all those reasonings. And I'll kill mine similarly. So I have, what number am I at?
13. You have four people.
My number 13, I have Noelle. Noelle has no allies. And she also has no more bracelets. However, I think Noelle is extremely harmless. She is the Dwight of last week. We don't see her strategizing in a major way. We don't see her being really close with anybody at this point, except Dwight, who wants to give her some form of lifeline. So why get rid of Noelle right now? She has no allies, so I'm still going to put her low at the bottom. But that's why I have her at number 13. I think sitting ducks seem to do just fine in the episode that they should be going home. So I'm going to try to bet on that. My number 14, I'm going to go with Sammy. I'm putting Sammy really low, but at the same time, I've been watching and I think my bias of I just assume he's going to be an early boot is creeping in. He's still pretty low, but I think, let's say they go to tribal council, Gabler's safe, Ellie is going to get Janine and she's going to get Owen and she's going to say, let's get rid of Sammy. We have like two tribal councils before the merge. Yeah. So it doesn't really matter so much. They played him up being the like kind of dumb jock dude. Maybe they'll do more of that. I think Sam, I don't know. I mean, I think he's going to be okay, but I also think it's between him and Janine on the yellow tribe. And then I'll finish it up with, I'll do Nek at 14, Dwight at 15. We see Dwight, NECA.
That's 15 and 16. Excuse me. Those are your bottom two, right?
Correct. Yeah. Sorry about that. I think it really depends on who performs well in the next community challenge. If NECA performs poorly again, you cannot keep her. If she performs fine and Dwight is super mad at Jesse and trying to launch an offensive against him, then he's going to be in trouble. If he tries to work with Jesse, then I think it'll probably just go to Cody or NECA or back to Noelle. I really don't have a good idea of who's going home.
It's funny you kept Dwight at the bottom spot because you had Dwight at the bottom spot last week. There's two ways you can take this. I'll sign these divorce papers because obviously that is a quote from Jesse. Like, guess what? If you had Jesse with an episode title, you're getting it this week.
You already got it.
But my thing is, if he's signing the divorce papers, wouldn't he be signing divorce papers with his wife? So that he can be married to Dwight, right? Like, isn't that?
Yeah, I think Dwight's his wife.
That's kind of what that's implying, right? So now Dwight is his wife. I think that he's gonna work with Dwight. I really, with what my gut is telling me, I really should have put NECA at 16. Really, I should have put Cody at 16. But I love the man too much.
I'll close my eyes.
Yeah, I love the man too much to put him down there. I don't know. You know what's going to happen. I love Dwight. I move him up. Dwight's great. Dwight can't lose. And now Dwight's going to be the next person voted out of the game. But hey, at least you'll be happy. I just won't. Let's see.
Someone's going to win out here.
I'm winning by 1 point right now, right? 13 to 12. We did pretty well. Hey, we did pretty well. A lot of people
had
higher hopes for Justine. We're in third place for me and you're tied for fourth. First place is Justin Pascal with 17 and Corwin Green has 14. Those are the only ones beating us. So, like, we didn't do that bad.
If we're doing well, that says a lot about the other people playing.
We're specialists. That's all it comes down to. We're specialists.
That's it. That's why they pay us the big bucks.
That's it. Exactly. So speaking of paying us big bucks, become a patron. Patreon.com/survivor specialist.
Woo.
Join our Discord group. $20 patrons are getting my after show right now. $10 and $20 patrons are getting the amazing race, which McKenna is doing with Celestina. Me and John are doing movie podcasts. We'll be doing one tomorrow night, spooky season. After the Survivor episode, we're going to be talking about The Shining. So that'll be fun. So we'll
ooh, very spooky
coming in there. Yeah, exactly. So keep an eye out for that. But Alexa, you take us home.
Well, Alexa will not be live for tomorrow's episode because how could Phil and I ever recap together more than once a season?
And it's not happening next week either, guys. So
that's
it's gonna
true.
Be
little, yeah, so stay tuned for the predictions if you want our banter.
Is the next time we're doing a recap together. Yeah.
Wow. That's insane. Yeah. Okay. So Phil is going to be live tomorrow with somebody. We're reaching out to them right now. Right after the episode. So make sure to stay tuned for that. As Phil mentioned, become a patron, patreon.com/survivor specialist. It is early on in the month. It is a great time to dive back in. Like you mentioned, we have a lot of great content. And if you liked me chatting with McKenna last week, you're in luck because she does pretty much everything for $20 patrons. So definitely subscribe, follow us on Twitter and Instagram and all that good stuff. And we will see you guys tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern.
Yes, we will. I will see you guys.
Phil will.
Alexa will.